你来看罗马书第八章三十一到三十九节。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 31 through 39. Verse 31, what then shall we say about these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Indeed, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him freely give us all things? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is the one who will condemn? Christ is the one who died, and more than that, he was raised, who is at the right hand of God, and who is also interceding for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will trouble or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we encounter death all day long, we are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we have complete victory through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor heavenly rulers, nor things that are present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor heights, nor depth, nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把我们把万物和他一同白白地赐给我们吗？谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义。谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们所求。谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。然而靠着爱我们的，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余。因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使，是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的，是将来的，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里的。你可以说保罗来到这里的时候是在做一个总结。
We can say that at this juncture, Paul is trying to actually make a conclusion.
因为他从开始一直到第八章，他讲了圣父，讲了圣子，尤其在第八章，他讲了很多圣灵。
Because from the beginning of the book of Romans, you can see that he has talked about the Father, the Son, particularly in this chapter.
圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit.
这个你可以就发觉到说，当保罗把上帝自己讲完的时候，就是一个结束了。
When you can see that when Paul has completed talking about the Father, this is kind of where it ends.
也就是说，当把上帝自己本身的事情说清楚了，这个就是整个福音的那个内容。
And I think once we have clarified what he has to say about God, this is what the gospel is all about.
然后接下来他要说这样的一个上帝跟我的生活是什么一个关系。
And then he's going to talk about what this God has to do with our day-to-day lives.
那首先他先对他自己呢的这样的一个体会跟这样的一个经验呢，他先做了一个非常这个肯定的一个宣告。
I think he's therefore started with his own experience and he actually had an exaltation.
我们都知道说保罗在传这个福音的时候受了很多很多的苦。
And we all know that by actually spreading this gospel, Paul was persecuted throughout.
但是不管怎么样的辛苦，不管怎么样的危险，不管怎么样的这个压迫，都没有拦阻或者叫保罗停下来传福音。
But none of these persecution or hardship actually prevented him from spreading this gospel.
你今天你在这段经文你会找到原因，为什么会是这样？
And then we can find in this passage today why this is the case.
不是因为他这个人 跟别人不一样。
It's not that he's different from anybody else.
是因为他认识到了这个神，结果使到他不一样。
But it's only because he knows this God who makes him different.
所以我们在这里可以很清楚的看到，什么叫做信这样的一个神。
I think we can see clearly from here what it means to really believe in this God.
这样一个神，我们被他说服了，被他影响了而信了，到底是什么意思？
So what it means to be influenced, to be convinced, and therefore to believe in this God.
那么如果我们要为这一段经文定一个主题的话，
we're trying to actually set a title for this passage.
这个主题是我们都非常熟悉的，就是神是爱。
I think it's something that we clearly know very well. God is love is the title.
但是我相信大家也同意，如果我们真的坐下来，有时候好好想一想，说我们去怎么跟人家讲神是爱，有时候还真不知道从哪里讲起，而不知道怎么讲。
And oftentimes I think we struggle as to how we communicate this message, God is love, to our friends and families.
这些非常熟悉的一些事情，你不坐下来专心去想，你还以为说应该没问题了。
Things that we are very familiar with, but if we don't actually sit down and think about it, we often think it would be no problem communicating this.
保罗可以帮助我们解决这个问题。
Paul can help us solve this.
尤其是他讲到神是爱的时候，
particularly when he talks about God as love,
他不是想到要讲 一些的观念，要讲一套的东西。
He's not focusing on concepts per se.
所以呢，对他来说，这个不是他要去想出来的。
Therefore, it's not something that he has to conjure up, something he has to think about.
对他来说，神是爱，是他去见证的。
It's something that he has witnessed to.
见证的意思就是说，你 不需要是你想出来讲成什么，而是他本身就是那一件事情来的。
That is not something that he has to think through. It's something that he is very, very often experienced with.
是吧？是那个本身，它本身就是一件事情，它本身就是有一个它本身的内容的。
It's something that's in and of itself and has its own content.
所以对保罗来说，这个不是他要去想，而是他去见证。
It's not something that he has to think through, something he just has to go witness to.
他好几次在这里讲说，这个谁能阻挡上帝与我们之间的爱？
And who can therefore stop us or separate God's love from us?
我们就从他出现过几次这句话来讲起。
Just start with this the verse that he has talked about several times.
那大家也要注意到说，他这里讲的是神。
We have to be mindful that he is talking about God here.
那么当他这里讲用神的时候，就是指他的旧约的上帝耶和华上帝。
And it's therefore referring to the God from the Old Testament.
所以来到这个，至少我们看了罗马书这八章之后。
So after having studied the first eight chapters of this book,
至少我们现在对父上帝、主耶稣、圣灵，我们应该有一个基本的一个分别跟一个概念。
You should have a fundamental understanding of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
那么每一个呢，都有他自己的事情，有他的故事。
And each of this entity will have its own story and content.
有他们做事情的事情。
And what they, each of them would be responsible has to do.
你用这样的方式来了解跟来记呢，就不困难了。
And if you actually try to think through this and remember it this way, it will not be that difficult.
就是说你从神做什么啊，这样的方式来了解。
And therefore you think about what God has done and try to understand it from that perspective.
所以当保罗讲到神的时候，
So when Paul talks about God,
他是犹太人，
He is Jewish.
他有两千年，他对他的神做的事情的内容。
And he therefore has a history of what God has done over the last previous 2,000 years.
从亚伯拉罕开始。
Starting from Abraham.
所以这些从亚伯拉罕开始，一直到主耶稣跟到保罗，那些事情在他脑海里面一件又一件的在这个出现。
Therefore, starting from Abraham through Christ and up to Paul, all these events.Therefore, just appear in his mind.
这个是跟对犹太人来讲，是他们整个民族的那个经历。
And therefore, it's the experience for his entire race.
所以对保罗讲来说，神是爱，不是一个观念来的。
And therefore, to Paul, God is love is just not just a concept.
所以也不是一个命题 proposition.
It's not a proposition.
然后就好像先这个讲出这样一句话，然后接下来说，就去从这里面呢，去从逻辑上呢，然后来去表达，来去推理，说什么叫做神是爱。
And therefore, he does not try to rationalize this proposition with logic with this phrase, "God is love."
对他来讲，神是爱是2000年来神在我们当中不断的向我们做的事，向我们表达的事情。
And to him, "God is love" is a reflection of 2,000 years of things that God has done for His race.
所以当他讲说，谁能够叫我们跟神的爱隔绝
？So when he says, "Who can separate us from God's love?"
这个。保罗最能够体会
，and certainly Paul could experience this.
因为从摩西开始到现在，以色列百姓跟上帝的那一种关系，那种所谓的隔绝，是很真实的一件事情。
Because from the time of Moses, throughout the separation between God and the Israelites actually is very real.
尤其是以色列人一直不断向神犯罪。
When the Israelites or the Jews kept on sinning against God.
耶和华上帝是以色列的百姓，是的上帝。
God is the God of the Israelites.
这个上帝是不能够容忍罪的。
And this God cannot tolerate sin.
而既然以色列百姓犯罪
，And since the Israelites committed sin,
而又不愿意悔改
，And refused to repent,
就让他们跟神有一个距离了。
And therefore that create a distance between them and God.
保罗很强烈地感觉到这件事情。
And Paul certainly felt very strongly about this.
然后他在第一章，你还记得他讲说，如果上帝不管我们，上帝任凭我们这样子的话。
In chapter 1, we recall that when Paul said that if God does not acknowledge us,
就让我们继续自己犯罪，甚至我们自己错都错到不知道自己是在错，然后其实我们是自找灭亡。
And just therefore leave us to our own devices. We are therefore just on our road to destruction.
然后我们的那一种生命、那种生活，就是在那种死的状态里面。
And therefore our mode of living, our way of life is in death.
保罗深深的感觉到，深深的知道这是怎么一回事。
And Paul certainly understands this very clearly.
而他作为一个法利赛人，他更是愿意努力说，我努力去做一些，我遵守一些，使到我能够摆脱这样的一种。生命状况
and as a Pharisee, therefore, he's willing to do things that would allow them to be away or to get away from this set of living.
但是来到第八章的时候
But when it comes to chapter 8,
请大家看这个第八章第十六节
Now let's turn to verse 16.
他说圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女，既是儿女，便是后世，就是神的后世。和基督同作后世，如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
The Spirit Himself bears witness to our spirit that we are God's children, and if children, then heirs, namely heirs of God, and also fellow heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with Him, so we may also be glorified with Him.
那么，为什么这个圣灵会在保罗的心里面来证明他是神的儿女呢？
And so why does the Spirit will have this role in Paul's heart?
你再看回第八章。
And then we can actually look back for this chapter.
是因为耶稣的关系。
It's because of Jesus.
那耶稣到底什么事情？
And so what's up with Jesus?
在这个今天的经文里面，34节说，谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边。也替我们祈求。
In verse 34, it says, "Who is the one who will condemn? Christ is the one who died, and more than that, he was raised, who is at the right hand of God, and who is also interceding for us."
那么这个简简单单的这一句话
，and this is a very simple sentence.
我再说，它不是一个观念。
Let me repeat, this is not a concept.
它是在告诉、提醒、开告对保罗来说。是有一件事叫做耶稣来到我们当中。
It's to Paul is an event that there's this person called Jesus has come amongst us.
因为他来到我们当中，他先来到我们犹太人当中。
Because he has come among us Jews.
他在加利利活了33年。
He lived in Galilee for 33 years.
做什么呢？
What did he do?
他来找回我们犹太人。
He came to look for us Jews.
来叫我们回，再重新回到神的面前。
To call us back in front of God again.
他说神要重新牧养我们。
Because God wants to shepherd us again.
我们属于上帝的。
We belong to God.
那因着这个耶稣来找回我们。
And through this Jesus coming to find us.
为了要找回我们，跟为了使我们呢，可以重新回去上帝那里。
And in order to find us and to allow us to go back to Christ, to God.
他竟然让我们给他害死、整死了。
And we actually led him to his death.
他说。这个就是神为我们呢舍了他的爱子。
And this is God sacrificing His beloved Son for us.
三十二节说，神都不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们呢？
In verse 32 it says, Indeed, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him freely give us all things?
所以来到这里的时候，你开始可以看到所谓神的爱。
And therefore, now we can see that because of God's love,
而不是对神呢，只是一种观念。
It's just not having God as a concept.
因为他是神，所以神必须是爱。因为他是神，所以神必须就是爱。
Because he is God, and therefore he is love.
然后，既然他是爱，他就应该是这样的。
And because he is love, and therefore will lead to the a series of things.
当我们从理性跟观念这样去推理，叫做神是爱，跟讲说神是爱的时候
，When we think through or reason through this notion of God is love,
这不一定是圣经讲的神。
This is not necessarily what the God that the Bible is talking about.
对保罗来说，是因为有这些事情发生，也有这些事情神做出来了。
Because the certain events have occurred and things, certain things that God has done.
这叫做神是爱。
And this is what is meant by God is love.
神为了要来再挽回我们这些犯罪的犹太人。
Because God wants to bring the Jews who have committed sin back.
他不愿意我们被罪。下至被罪呢这个控制
because he does not want us to be controlled by death
他让我们的生命是可以活在不受罪的那一种破坏底下的
he wants us to live a life that is not destroyed by sin
重新有一个一种不一样的一种新的一种生命状况
a different way of living
他来找回我们
he came to look for us
没有想到我们竟然把他派来的，把他差来的这个爱子给害死了。
But little did we know that we actually lead the son whom he has sent to death.
这是一个事实。
And this is a fact.
大家也许到这里的时候，你说为什么牧师你不要讲说耶稣来成为一个牺牲的赎罪祭，然后献给上帝，那我们罪赦免。
Pastor, why? I guess you can ask why. Is why do you not talk about Jesus being sent as a sacrificial lamb, on our behalf?
在这里，我跟弟兄姐妹来说。
Brothers and sisters, let me say this.
我们把主耶稣基督的福音，或者说上帝的爱，只是把它最后变成耶稣只是一个赎罪的祭而已。
We often minimize the gospel or God's love, as Jesus just being a sacrifice.
只是因为它有这样的一个功能
，and this is his function，
一个赎罪的一个功能
，a function of being our sacrifice。
我们说这是上帝的爱
，and we often say that this is God's love。
这不是新约圣经的表达方式
，and this is not what the New Testament has expressed。
这个是这个信仰经过西方罗马的文化影响之后变成这样的一个解释而已。
This is what is a manifestation of what has happened through after influenced by the Roman history or culture.
你重新再读这个新约的这个时候
，So we actually reread the New Testament again.
他每次都是讲一个整件事情的。
It's often discussed the entire event.
而我们进入这整件神的作为的事情的时候
，So we actually take a look at the recording of this sequence of events.
而当我们的心开始跟神的心接近的时候。
And when our heart is close to God's,
我们被神的作为感动。
We'll be touched by God's acts.
他是一个至尊至高的神。
He is a holy God.
他不需要我们的。
He does not need us.
他不缺什么的。
He is not lacking of anything.
是，他不需要我们。
And he does not need us.
但是他在乎我们。
But he cares about us.
我不知道说 care for us 够不够能够表达这个在乎呢？
Okay.
我不知道。
Something stronger than care about.
就是说对上帝来说，他不需要什么。他不是因为需要我们荣耀他，他不需要因为我们要唱诗赞美他，不是因为这样。
He does not need us. He does not need us to glorify him or to sing praises to him.
我们给他多少的麻烦。
You know how much trouble we actually give him?
我们刺伤他的心多少次。
How many times we have hurt him?
我讲这些我们的时候是犹太人
and that includes the Jews.
他们自己知道
and they know it very well themselves.
你读何西阿书，何西阿先知说，上帝是一个受伤的丈夫，上帝是一个被藐视的父亲。
In the book of Hosea, it talked about a God being a husband who is hurt, a father who is insulted.
在以赛亚书，他是一个容忍跟要带着那个生产这样的一个。妈妈。
In the book of Isaiah, it talked about someone who is tolerant, a mother who is tolerant and who is actually expectant.
让我们回到这些的时候，我们对上帝才有所感动。
And then when we come back to this, we'll actually be touched by God.
如果他只是一个爱，一个观念，然后一个全能，一个观念。
If it's only just a concept,
不是，是有事情的。
And actually, there are things around it.
有他有做事情，他有发生事情的。
Things have happened, and certainly he has done certain things.
所以整个耶稣的事情就是上帝来找回我们。
And this event surrounding Jesus is God's way of trying to bring us back to him.
而竟然被害死。
But he was subsequently led to death.
也拒绝他。
And people rejected him.
但是保罗说，上帝叫他从死里复活。
But Paul says that God raised him from the dead.
所以一定有另外一件事。
And then there's another event.
没有让事情就停在那一个主耶稣被害死。
It did not just stop at Jesus being killed.
不单叫他复活，现在呢，在神的右边也替我们祈求。
Not only was he raised, but he's now at the right hand of God and interceding for us.
那这个是怎么说？
What does this mean?
这个有没有根据呢？
Is there a proof to this?
耶稣来到我们当中，这个已经是一个事实。
The fact that Jesus was among us, that is a fact.
33年的这个生活也是一个事实。
His 33 years of life on earth is a fact.
他被死在十字架上也是一个事实。
Being crucified on the cross is also a fact.
那么他被复活，保罗在哥林多那边有提到说，那个证据，那个凭据有多少人，有500个人看过，有多少人再看过。
In the book of Corinthians, Paul talked about this resurrection. It was witnessed by over 500 people.
那当然更重要，他自己也见过。
And certainly more importantly, Paul himself had seen him.
但是说现在在神的右边又替我们代求，谁知道呢？
Yeah, but who knows that Jesus is indeed at the right hand of God interceding for us?
你怎么知道？
How do we know this?
哦，这个是保罗的神学。
Perhaps this is Paul's theology.
这曾经一段日子，就是说，这叫做保罗的神学。
At one point, this is been called Paul's theology.
我想这是一个很大的误会。
I think it's somewhat of a misunderstanding.
因为耶稣的缘故而领受圣灵。
Because of Christ receiving of the Holy Spirit.
使到他在神的右边的这样一件事情就能够成立了。
And therefore, him being able to be at the right hand of God can actually take place.
这个在《使徒行传》路加一直不断的来表达这样的一件事。
This was described repeatedly in the book of Acts as well as the Gospel of Luke.
除了耶稣自己本身也有讲。
Jesus himself has said.
如果自己耶稣曾经从来没讲过。
If Jesus had not brought this up before.
那我们说耶稣是这样，那个是多余的。
Then I think it's kind of pointless when you say that this is Jesus is indeed at the right hand.
但是如果耶稣自己曾讲过，
but if Jesus had said this himself,
但是如果没有事实的这个配合的话，他讲的呢 也不一定是真的。
But if it's not supported by facts, it might not actually be factual.
但是因为呢，也因着人因着信耶稣而领受圣灵。
But because people, when they believe in Christ, they receive the Holy Spirit.
也只有因着信耶稣领受圣灵。
And it's only through Christ that we receive the Spirit.
这就是彼得在这个五旬节的时候见证的。
And this is what Peter had said during the Passover.
是耶稣领受这个圣灵，又赐下这个圣灵。
As Jesus, having received the Spirit, and indeed blessed us with the Spirit.
保罗在加拉太书讲到他自己呢，也亲身经历这样的一件事。
And Paul himself has experienced this.
而既然是这样的话，
And if this is indeed the case,
你发现说这样的事情是谁做成的？
And who therefore caused this to happen?
是父上帝要做成，要使到这样的事情发生。
God allowed this to happen.
是他要把这样的事情带给百姓，带给世人。
And this is what he wants to bring to the people.
这个在以西结书，在以赛亚书呢，就讲了很多。
And this is the, again being discussed in the book of Isaiah back in the Old Testament.
耶稣把它活出来。
And this was lived through Jesus Christ himself.
而圣灵呢，也真的是把这一切都完成跟成为实在。
And this was materialized or completed by the Spirit.
所以既然是上帝要挽回我们，
And since God wants to bring us back，
也就是说是上帝主动要赦免我们，
And it's God proactively wants to forgive us，
而借着主耶稣呢，来表达这个施义意，表达这件事情，也来亲自找回我们，
And it's through Jesus Christ that this is being carried out through，
而他自己呢，又回到上帝那里，
And Jesus himself returning to God。
这个是希伯来书说的。
And this is the
book
of Hebrews.
如果主耶稣不能够回到父上帝那边去，
if Jesus cannot return to the right hand of God,
也就是对不在神的右边的话，
if it's not at the right hand of God,
什么领受圣灵，什么我们信耶稣就属于神等等，这些全部呢都是不可靠的。
And therefore, it would be unreliable to say that we believe in Christ and therefore receive the Spirit.
而现在这个事实已经发生了。
And now this fact has indeed materialized.
而且更特别的就是耶稣本身是肉身。
And I think it's more unique that Jesus himself was in flesh.
而现在耶稣带着肉身复活，带着肉身在父上帝的右边。
He was raised in flesh and is now at the right hand of God in flesh.
像我们这样肉身的，
just like us being in flesh.
因为一般上的人都认为人是人，人是肉身。
Most people would think that humans are in flesh. Men are
in flesh. 然后肉身是败坏的。
And flesh is bad.
败坏的
decadent
是怎么样都不可以跟圣洁的灵的神在一起的。
And therefore cannot be with the Holy Spirit together.
这些可能是其他的看法。
And perhaps this is actually a viewpoint of the others.
也是很多其他的这个宗教的想法。
And a lot of thinking of other religions.
但是在这里呢，不是这样。
But this is not what is described here.
肉身可以进到神的面前。
Flesh could indeed be come before God.
证明。
Proof.
带着肉身的耶稣就是。
And proof that Jesus in flesh could indeed do so.
所以当保罗明白了，看到了这一切的事实。
And when Paul actually saw this this proof himself.
而这一切是发生在圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体神的本身。
And this actually happened through the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Spirit.
它不是因为他们之外的地方才发生的。
It did not happen outside of the Holy Trinity.
它也不是借着他们之外其他的什么帮忙而做成的。
And this was not aided by anything outside of the Holy Trinity.
所以你说有什么能够再影响这个吗？
And therefore, you can ask what else can influence this.
虽然说是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫？是逼饥饿？是刀剑吗？
And therefore, he says, with trouble, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, or sword.
这一些在外面的，不论哪一个，都没有办法再影响这个事情的。
So all these things are outside of the Holy Trinity and therefore will not affect us.
他在说，不管是死是生，是天使是掌权有能的，现在的将来的，高处低处的，没有一个任何一种力量可以对神做成的这个事情有影响，可以改变。
And therefore he said, neither death nor life, angels nor heavenly rulers, things that are present, things to come, nor powers, height, death nor anything else in creation will have the ability to actually change what God has done through this.
所以这样的一个事实，神做成的事实。
And this fact that God has done.
而这样的做成的这些事又跟保罗是分不开的。
And this is something that cannot be separated from Paul.
因为现在他也属于这个里面了。
And because Paul now belongs to this realm.
所以虽然他还要面对许多的逼迫，面对许多的这一个困难。
And even though he will have to face a lot of troubles and persecution,
他说，上帝不会跟我隔绝的。
God will not separate from me.
上帝的爱不会有动摇的。
That God's love is unwavering.
这样的一个爱是由上帝自己本身表达跟做成的。
And this God's love is actually expressed through God Himself.
而这样的一个爱，做成的那一个，整个我们都能够去看、去明白的呢，就是耶稣基督的事情。
And this the love of God is therefore manifested in this Jesus Christ Himself.
所以为什么最后他结束的时候，他说这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里的。
And therefore, he concluded this passage by saying that this love is in God, is in Jesus Christ, our Lord Himself.
因为这个是一个事情，这个事情就发生在耶稣这样的一个人物跟这样的一个事情上面。
Because this event happened in Jesus Christ Himself.
所以他说，既然是这样的话
，Therefore, he says, since this is the case.
其实他在十八节呢，他已经讲，他说，我想现在的苦楚比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不。
And therefore it says in verse 18 that for I consider that our present sufferings cannot even be compared to the glory that will be revealed to us.
所以当他明白了神是这样子跟神的爱是这么一回事，对他来说现在我怎么去面对我要面对的事情。
And since he is aware of God's love and what it all means, he has to face what he has to face now.
前面他讲的其实都是关于神的事。
What he described previously is about God himself.
这样如果我们用一个 term 来说就是 theology, 就是神学。但是你看这个神学呢，即刻呢，就产生这样的一种生活上的一个意义跟一个应用。
And this theology then immediately became something that we could apply to our lives.
因为他知道事情是不再一样了。
Because he knows that things are no longer the same.
所以这个讲完了圣父，讲完了主耶稣，讲完了圣灵。
And since he's finished completely talking about God, Jesus, and the Spirit,
他知道说最终我们一定会跟耶稣一样，也是这样的尊贵跟荣耀。
That he knows that we at the end will indeed be this, the same as Jesus being glorified.
我们刚才读过了，在十七节最后一句话，如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
In verse 17, it says, "Indeed, if we suffer with him, so we may also be glorified with him."
因为耶稣基督是跟上帝在一起的。
Because Jesus is with God.
而他自始至终，他怎么样也不放弃。
And he never gave up.
虽然他来挽回他来完成上帝的这个心意的过程的里面，他遭受的这个打击，甚至被害死。
Even though he suffered a lot of setbacks and was killed in this process of trying to bring us back.
所以保罗自己也会想到，哎，我现在经验的，我现在在面，好像也跟主耶稣面对的一样。
And therefore, Paul would actually have a similar feeling that what he is experiencing is what Christ has experienced.
而我又知道说，现在呢，我跟主耶稣，我是属于主耶稣的。
And now I know that I belong to Christ.
因为他在前面有说，人如果有基督的灵就是属基督的。
Because he had described previously that if people are with the spirit of Christ, he belongs to Christ.
那如果 基督呢受苦，但是被上帝肯定又把他提升。
But even though Christ suffered, but he was raised by God.
我跟他，我也是属于主耶稣，我也不放弃，我坚持跟随到底，最终我也会跟他一样，得他一样的那一个结果，从神那里。
Because since I belong to Christ, if I persist and do not give up, I'll end up the same way that Christ did, being with God.
所以信仰对保罗来说，也等于就是行动了。
Therefore, faith to Paul is the same as action.
所以各位弟兄姐妹，各位朋友
，friends, brothers and sisters,
我们没有那样的行动，或者没有那样的一个心态。
If we do not have this attitude or this mode of action.
是很可能是我们没有这样的一个信仰，或者我们对这样的一个信仰的认识跟了解跟保罗的不一样。
Perhaps our faith is not the same as what Paul is discussing here.
所以这里保罗把这样的一个上帝很清清楚楚的再一次表达见证出来了。
And Paul has very clearly stated and witnessed this God to us.
他希望罗马的教会的这个信徒能够也这样子的认识到信耶稣的这样的一个事实跟这个内容。
And he hopes that the believers in the Church of Rome, women will actually be see God the same way.
然后也能够像他有这样的一个心境，有这样的一个心态呢，活在这样的一个世上。
That he indeed will be able to live their lives in the same way that Paul has.
一切都不再是从这个世界的角度来看。
We do not live or look at things from this, the world's perspective.
一切都是从圣父、圣子、圣灵为我做了什么。
And indeed looking at it from the angle of the Holy Trinity.
所以他来到十二章的时候，他会说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁，是神所喜悦。你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然，不要效法这个世界。要心意更新变化。
So therefore, when it comes to chapter 12, verse 1, it says, Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
所以这个所以呢，是紧紧的跟这里前面连在一起的。
And therefore, this is intertwined with what we have discussed here.
那么九到这个十一章，他是特别要处理他自己犹太人的一些进一步的一些事情。
And from chapter 9 to 11, this is what he would use to talk a little bit about what Jews have to do going forward.
但是对于福音来说呢，这一切他已经交代了。
I think, but up to this point, I think he has completed what he wanted to talk about with respect to the gospel.
而信福音。跟信了福音是怎么样
what it means to believe in the gospel and what happens after you believe in the gospel.
我们经过了这一连串的这样的一个学习
and after this series of exercises,
我们能够看得非常的清楚
I think we can see very clearly.
所以在这里真的我们可以看到说怎么有这样的一位神
and now we can see clearly why there is such a God.
所以这样的一位神是谁跟到底他做什么是分不开的。
And who exactly this God is and what he has done cannot be separated.
所以我们脱离主耶稣，脱离旧约的这个上帝跟以色列的关系，要来讲神，不是圣经讲的神。
Therefore, we cannot separate the discussion of God from the Old Testament. This is not what the Bible is this is the God that the Bible describes.
我们不回到这一些事情的话呢？我们谈说我们信神，这个不是这一个神要我们信的神。
If we do not look at God from this history, this is not the God whom we should be worshiping.
而且那些很可能是我们自己推论跟所想象，或者是我们心里面想要的那个神所投射的那个神。
And perhaps this is a God that we ourselves envisioned in our hearts or in our minds.
保罗所见证的这个神，保罗所传的，保罗所分享的这个神。
The God whom Paul has witnessed to and described.
是那一个曾经两千年跟以色列人立约的神。
It is the God who has established covenant with the Israelites of 2,000 years.
是借着主耶稣三十三年的这个生命跟那个生活，来彰显他自己的神。
And it's manifested in the life of Jesus over 33 years.
而有这个，他诞生，他被钉死，他复活，他升天，还有圣灵降临的事。
And it's about his birth, his crucifixion, resurrection, ascension, and the Spirit.
没有这些事的话
，without these，
不是这个神在表达的神。
And this is not what God wants to express.
所以这些就是我们的福音的整个内容。
And this is what this gospel is all about.
让我们一直不断让神自己他的事情，让我们一直不断的越来越明白，也被感动了。
Let God touch us with Himself and the events He has done.
你只能够说为什么他要来找回我们。
I think we can only ask why does He want to come to bring us back.
神为什么要这样子爱我们
？Why does God love us this much?
不知道。
I do not know that.
但是事实是，就是他这样子。
But this is it is what it is.
我为什么说我说不知道
？Why do I say I do not know?
因为他就是这样子来做，跟来把事情做成，来表达。
Because this is how he has carried through, and how he chose to express himself.
我只知道说，从现在我不再只是我自己。
I just know that I'm no longer just myself.
我不是在这里是一个孤儿。
I'm not an orphan here.
主耶稣要回这个父回天这个要受苦受难，那么在约翰福音十四章说：“我不撇下你们为孤儿。”
I think that Jesus being persecuted in John chapter 14, it says, "I will not forsake you as an orphan."
我们可能也许很难想象什么叫做孤儿。
I guess it's perhaps hard for us to imagine what it means to be an orphan.
但是这个是很值得我们去想象跟去感受的。
I think it's something that's worth thinking through and trying to experience.
当一个存活的一个生命好像没有连接，好像就这样子崩出来的。
Perhaps thinking about a living creature just spring out from life with no interlinkings around them.
这个对这个活着的这个生命是非常残酷的。
It's very cruel for this life in question.
我们不是孤儿。
We are not orphans.
在这个浩瀚的这个宇宙里面，我们不是一个莫名其妙突然间出现的一些的 particle.
We do not just emerge out of a big bang in this immense universe as particles.
我们是有神在乎，有神爱，有神珍惜。有神甚至为我们牺牲神自己。
So we who God cares about loves and even sacrifices on for us.
所以因为这样子，我们重新珍惜我们自己。
Therefore, I think from this perspective, we should learn to appreciate ourselves.
我们不随便的对待自己。
We do not just treat ourselves in a trivial manner.
也更不应该随便的对待。
And certainly do not treat others in a trivial manner.
因为我们每一个人都是上帝在乎的人。
Because each and every one of us is cared upon by God.
他已经使我们能够回去，他已经使我们能够重新回到他的这样的一个特殊的生命的里面。
Because He has allowed us return to Him to return to this special place in His life.
再也没有任何的力量，任何的东西可以破坏跟拦阻。
There's nothing else that could stop us or destroy us.
就只有两件事。
But only two things.
有时候我在主持圣餐的时候，我在说。
Sometimes I pastor will bring this up during the Holy Communion.
一呢，就是我们弃权。
One is we just abstain.
We give up.
Or give up.
我们弃权，不是因为上帝不要我们。
It's not because God does not want us.
二呢，就是我们不愿悔改。
Second is we do not want to repent.
我们不能够再说是上帝不爱我们，是上帝不接纳我们，是我们没有回去的路。
We cannot say that God does not accept us or love us that we can't return back to Him.
因为这一个呢是圣父、圣子、圣灵本身做成的。
Because this has been carried out through by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
任何一切愿意悔改跟接受的就领受的。
And anyone who is willing to repent will receive.
让我们重新从这里再看到，我们是一个被爱、被在乎、被珍惜的一个生命。
That we have to recognize that we are lives as being cared upon and loved by God.
虽然我们是那么的渺小，是那么短暂，又那么的脆弱，又那么的败坏。
Even though we are weak, we are perhaps evil and temporary.
但是神用尽心思要使我们成为尊贵，使我们成为荣耀，使我们像是宝这样子。
But God indeed looked upon us as treasure, wanting to glorify us.
但愿我们用感恩的心来回应跟领受这样的一个爱。
Let's just receive this with a thankful heart.
我们一起祷告。天父上帝，我们明白了你自己这样一个用尽苦心、用尽良苦、长阔高深、超过我们所思所想的，你竟为我们死，也为我们做出这一切，不断地向我们来传讲。但是每个你所派来的，不论是先知，不论是你的仆人，都被你自己的子民拒绝、弃绝，甚至害死。然而你仍旧天天向我们来传递主你自己这样的一个心愿，使我们能够重新回到你自己的面前，成为一个尊贵、被你在乎、被你疼惜、更被你要更新再造、充满着无限新的美好跟潜能，最终还要使我们与主耶稣一样同尊同荣。那是你预定我们的结局。求主你保守我们，你让我们珍惜，你让我们也能够持守到底。你叫我们不自暴自弃，你更叫我们不放纵跟轻看。我们感谢你，求主你天天在我们的面前，在主的面前，你的爱子为我们祷告祈求，你的圣灵交通感动保守引导，直到我们见你的面为止。祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。让我们以。